Penny for your thoughts, friends. Elon is on his redemption tour at the moment. Have y'all seen him work in the circuit? He is rebranding again. Apparently, after getting everything that he wanted, he realized that being Dark MAGA isn't nearly as fun as being the golden boy of progress. He is stepping fully back into the private sector, and damage control is in full effect. After alienating his base and realizing, like Tarjay, that man cannot survive off conservative dollars alone, he's reworking his public image. Except this time, it is not about renaming Twitter or building humanoid robots. And even though he's stepping away from politics, the latest moves that he is making are still very much political. Anyone who is not in complete denial can see that the Republican Party, despite having a majority everywhere, are completely fractured right now. From ignoring what their voters are actually asking for to passing bills they aren't even reading to telling their constituents that there's no point in trying to make anything better because everyone's going to die someday.
We people are not Well, we all are going to die. So, for heaven's sakes.
We've been in this long enough to know that they're always going to try to save face, but it's not looking great. Objectively, it is not looking great. And being super honest, I wouldn't even be surprised if this latest episode, they're not all in on it together. Like a wrestling episode. In this latest chapter of political theater, Elon is coming out against Trump. He is trashing on the one big beautiful bill, and he's framing himself as the rational one in the room, a tech bro who's too logical to align with chaos, someone who's focused on truth and liberty and justice, who just loves America so much. He is running the populist playbook. Already he's dropping slogans like Elon's right, Trump's wrong, and it's working. The troops are already shouting, I'm with Elon. When just a few weeks ago, they were saying that people who were raising the alarm about the big, beautiful bill and the things that it was cutting and the harm that it was going to cause, they were being called fearmongers once again. The reality of the situation is the Republicans have the majority. This bill will likely pass. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong so badly. I truly want to be wrong. But in the event that it does pass, what Elon is doing is he is setting himself up to be in the best possible position by trying to separate himself from Trump. Right now, he is trying to reposition himself as the sacrificial golden boy who's really just wanting to be Tony Stark and get us, and get us to Mars and unleash the power of AI. But again, the reality of the situation is when billionaires start disowning their monsters publicly, it's best to start watching where their money moves next. This is a very obvious ploy to do a couple different things from a public relations perspective. So here's the game. Papa Elon spent years cosplaying as a free speech absolutist. He's been amplifying conspiracy theories. He honestly gave Trump the digital runway that he needed to get to the point where we are now. But we have already seen that he actually cares very little about the concept of free speech. He cares very little about the concept of truth, very little about the concept of justice, which we can see pretty clearly by him spreading misinformation, by him buying Twitter, and just going and creating his own form of censorship against Twitter users who disagree with him. We've already seen it with our own eyes. And so now that things are heating up and he got what he wanted, data deregulation and virtual immunity, he's moonwalking it backwards, okay? In a couple months, he will be saying, I never really supported him.
I just cared about the country.
And him dismissing Trump's one big beautiful bill out in public like it's amateur hour is the first domino that's falling. And why is that? Because the money is watching. Investors, regulators, AI boards, governments. He wants to look stable right now. He wants to look clean. He wants to look nonpartisan. This is a refresh, but please do not get it twisted. This is not a pivot to the middle. My theory is that this is going to be the same play as what happened with RFK being on the presidential ticket despite having no chance at winning and giving people the illusion of choice between him and Trump. So that when he went over to Trump, all the people who were like Trump light but didn't really feel comfortable voting for him outright, they now had a pathway forward. This is just going to split MAGA into Musk MAGA and to Trump MAGA. And honestly, I would not be surprised if he tried to like position himself as some like third party advocate now, because left-leaning Democratic Party, I wouldn't even say Democratic Party because this is like outside of that, and we're moving more so into like ideology. Left-leaning people aren't fucking with Papa Elon for the most part. Like they can excuse a lot and offer a lot of grace, but you know, there's some people that the left just does not allow into their house. So it's going to make sense for him to try and push over into a third way space. Like this is what's going to happen. Okay. We're going to see Musk MAGA. We're going to see Trump MAGA, but that overarching umbrella is still going to be the same one that's working behind the scene with Peter Thiel and Palantir to undermine all traces of democracy. I wouldn't even be surprised if they try to start disparaging Trump's cognitive decline so that they can push J.D. Vance in there, who has been propped up by Peter Thiel and Yarvin. And that's a whole other like dark triad thing. But I'm sure that like that's actually what's going to happen. I would not be surprised if you start to hear calls for impeachment growing. But this is like a wrestling match. I can't even take it seriously. This is a brand rehab for Elon to the techno king of reason, for a man who's building AI colonies with zero regulation in places like Memphis right now. So while you're probably seeing things and you're wondering like, why am I seeing these headlines that are weirdly focused on Biden and Trump versus Biden and everything else, not focused on what's going on with the common man. A huge part of this smokescreen that we're seeing right now is it's a distraction. One of the distractions it's pulling you away from is the fact Elon's artificial intelligence company XAI has linked up with Oracle to build a massive AI data center in Memphis, Tennessee. They call it an AI supercomputer hub, and the purpose of it is to power AI tools like Grok, which is basically Elon's dark MAGA ChatGPT. Elon has been pushing Grok as a rebellious alternative to ChatGPT, but in reality, Grok pulls directly from X data to build answers. That means it pulls information directly from a platform that is increasingly filled with misinformation and hate speech and far-right content pretty much since the day that he bought it. And then it turns around and presents that information as truth. It's different from other AIs with stronger content filters because Grok leans into that anti-woke rhetoric, which means it's being coded to mirror Elon's own political views. That means that there's no way for sure for someone to receive objective or balanced responses, especially when you start talking about topics like race or gender or politics or public health. Elon literally promoted Grok as the edgelord chatbot. I'm so sorry. I'm just so sick of edgelords. Like, it's so boring. It's so boring. Like, you have racist memes that you have saved in your phone. Like, that's a thing that's saved in your phone so you can like regularly access it. Like, that's a thing. I digress. Where was I? Chatbot. But it's not a chatbot, okay? It's algorithmic trolling with billions of dollars behind it. This is just another example of the broader pipeline that we are on of privatized power and unregulated surveillance. Just land grabs and energy draws and infrastructure that'll reshape the city without community input. On top of that, Memphis is already a majority Black city with a history of being exploited and ignored, and it's now the next front in the AI arms race. TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority, which provides energy to the areas, have already confirmed energy rate spikes are going to be coming as demand increases. And so while they won't say things like they're raising prices for Elon, they're restructuring the grid around industrial clients like Elon. And like we discussed in the privatization of everything video, it's the residents who are going to shoulder that cost. And we won't just pay the financial cost. We're going to pay the cost with our health caused by illegal dumping and pollution to the air that's already negatively impacted the people who live there. And to add insult to injury, the residents who live there will more than likely be forced out, and that city will be left holding the same bag that other tech cities like San Francisco or Seattle have been holding the bag, creating homeless population booms because of the sharp increases of the cost of living that tends to happen when these corporations come in and bless the land with their presence. And then they move in their high salary employees without caring about the people that are already there. One of my biggest pet peeves about when I moved to the South was how many people were angry at me as someone who moved from California, not really realizing that it was their politicians who sold them out. Their politicians who were advertising to these corporations to bring people here, not caring about the constituents that they currently have. That's happening everywhere. It's happening now in Memphis. My theory is Elon is not separating from Trump because he's different or anything like that. He's separating so that he can scale without scrutiny, and he can look like a hero to be met with thunderous applause while he does it. More Perfect Union just dropped an amazing documentary on this, as well as fellow Tennessean Elizabeth Booker getting the awareness out about this. Deontay Kyle also just dropped a great episode touching on environmental racism that's covering this topic. I'll drop the links in my bio for you so you can dive a little bit deeper to check out more info, just, you know, spread awareness and just really clue you into to what is actually happening. Earlier this week, I watched watched a movie called Mountain Head. If you haven't seen it, pause this video here and come back to it because I don't want to spoil it for you. And because it's penny for your thoughts, but only mainly if it's not influenced by my thoughts first. So go watch it, get your thoughts out, and then come back here before I ruin it for you. But I absolutely hated watching this movie. I watched the entire movie with a look of disgust on my face the entire time. Disgust might be a strong word, but disgust is the right word for sure. It's about these four ultra rich people, and I'm talking like billionaires. They're on vacation, but it's a commentary on how completely detached the world of tech billionaires are. They are sitting in this mansion, basically planning for the end of the world, just like it's another business meeting, okay? They're joking about manipulating entire nations into fighting each other using AI. It's horrible. It's extremely believable. But the thing that really jumped out to me was that there was no morality. There was no empathy. It was just cold, calculated decisions. Probably even scarier than that was how easily they could convince themselves that their actions were justified. The opening scene is amazing because the commentary starts immediately. They're in this car and they're driving to the vacation house. It's shot in a way that shows you that they're completely insulated from the world outside. And I think it's a really beautiful metaphor for how detached they are from reality. And it just kind of sets the stage for the entire movie. I won't give any more away, but if you watch it, please let me know what you think, because I really feel like it's really in tune with this topic. So all of this to say, Elon is not changing. He is just changing costumes. Memphis deserves better than being ground zero for unregulated techno extraction, and we deserve better than political theater. I'm honestly super curious on what your guys' takes are on what's going to happen next in this wrestling match. Friendly reminder, if you haven't joined the We the Public book club this month, we are reading The Privatization of Everything. We're reading about it on Fable. We're chatting about it on Discord. Our first live session is tomorrow or Sunday. It's on Sunday. The conversations are good. The resistance is smarter when we read and we learn together. That's all that I got for you guys. Stay well, stay kind, stay curious, comrades. Penny for your thoughts, and I will see you in the next one.